Yeah. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbly. Hey. Look at the cash, look at the cash coming in.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:02 here on The Bench. Let's get Shannon in here right now from the Beaumont area. 713-780-3776. What's up, Shannon?
Good morning, fellas. Just wanted to call and make a comment. I heard y'all say Texans were pretty much cleaning up and fixing things. I heard about the running back situation with Johnson. Got it from a pretty good source, Lance, diehard, that Josh McCown has a video coming out on Twitter today. In the backyard, his trainer, mom, is marked off 40 yards, and he runs it in Dockers Sports, a headset, and clipboard. And it's going to go viral about what could happen here with the Texans pretty soon. I'll hang up and listen.
Wait, what's that in reference to?
His transition to becoming an assistant?
He's going to be
40 yards, though.
I don't.
Well, how much ground does an assistant coach make up going up and down a sideline? Is it about 40 yards? I don't know.
In college, you always have that one coach that sprints down the sideline during offensive plays. You don't see that as much in the NFL with grown-ass coaches, but college always has that one overly excited guy who's also a huge recruiting specialist.
Oh, that's his main duty.
And that guy can sprint down the sideline like nobody's business following the play. There's always that guy, or the ball boy will do it. Or the GAs who get all fired up and their job is to hold the coach back off, pull the coach off the field, or also sprint with a touchdown and also do the jump, you know, the jumping body five where you turn your back and you do a back five.
With one of the players, yep.
That's also the GAs are also really good at that too. So can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for Josh McCown to become a coach. It's just kind of more kind of another jack guy to really get this thing where we need to have it, which is free of sin.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, can we?
Soon this team is going to be free of sin. Soon.
Okay, so we've done. Have we exhausted the Texans for? Can we take a?
And then we'll come back to them.
We need to talk about this Creighton coach, Greg McDermott.
I asked you guys a question during a break. It appears that, you know, your people, cisgender white males, are doing everything possible to lose their jobs. Mm. Why? Why this rush to lose your job?
Well, because everybody's running to that unemployment. Everybody wants to get to that unemployment all the money runs out of the country.
I don't understand it.
Because there's a lot of people on unemployment right now, Del.
That's true. You got to get to the head of the line.
On February 27th, after an emotionally tough loss on the road, Greg McDermott, head coach, men's basketball at Creighton. I addressed our student athletes and staff in the post-game locker room and used a terribly inappropriate analogy in making a point about staying together as a team despite the loss. Guys, he said this. Specifically, I said, guys, we got to stick together. We need both feet in. I need everybody to stay on the plantation. I can't have anybody leave the plantation. Of all the words to use that were available, I need us to stick together. I need us to stay on the ship.
All in.
I need us to stay as one.
Unified. All the things you could say.
All of the words in the human. How many words are there in the word?
Well,
a lot.
Phrases,
a lot.
But even phrases like, I don't want anyone jumping ship. We don't want anyone jumping ship. We don't want anyone leaving. You know, you don't want anyone jumping ship. You don't want anyone stepping outside the lane.
Or even if you say, you know, people don't like comparing stuff to the military. I need everyone to be in this foxhole with me.
Yeah.
You could have said something like that.
Yeah. All these things.
Well, yeah. The plantation.
That's not even one that's used in common. Like, that's not a mixed metaphor like Bob McNair had. That's literally, who uses that?
No one.
I don't know.
No one trying to keep their job.
That's a Bob McNair thing. Because he says afterwards, I immediately recognized my egregious mistake, quickly addressed the use the use of such insensitive words with my team. I've never used that analogy, and it is not indicative of the person I am. I just don't. Where did you pull that out of, though? Well, I mean, honestly.
It's not a thing that's not, said.
It's, listen, I don't, that's really, probably an old saying. I don't really believe it. It's a, that he was. That I, this is not indicative of whether or not he's racist. This is just a dumb word that
it's
he used.
It's a term.
Because how is it that you are trying to be. If he dropped an N-bomb, that means you use N-bombs or something. You know what I'm saying? Plantation, saying the word plantation, that is in no way, shape, or all it is just insensitive.
I don't even understand how it came about.
I don't either. No. Like, I've never heard that term.
I never either.
Don't leave the plant. But it may be one that he's heard. Maybe it's a colloquialism from wherever his region is or whatever. I don't know. Like, being from the South, I've heard the phrase and never thought anything about it as a kid, you know. Well, that's just wait one cotton picking minute, or like cotton picking.
Well, cotton picking is all. I was grew up in the North, and we said that.
Yeah, but you don't think about what the connotation is,
right?
Like, or where it probably started.
Well, where it started, but and again, that's not. But that now is just a reference to something that is insensitive. But you don't use that as a slur.
No, but who? But people don't really use it anymore because there's a better understanding. Oh yeah, that's where that came from. You know what I mean? That's why the announcer. Who called a player like this cotton picker and like, whoa.
Well, I don't think he said that. He said a cotton picker. I don't think he called him a cotton picker.
Oh.
Yeah.
If he did that, then he would have.
No, that's. Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking
about,
right?
Yeah.
No. I think he said cotton picking.
He might have. I think he said he was out of his cotton picking mind.
Yeah, something like that. But that was.
Well, then he's calling him a cotton picker.
He said it to, again, he said about Russell Westbrook.
And again, that is. You know, that you grew up, you know, with that. It's not, and in no way is it a slur. It's just a reference to something that is insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But
and plantation is a reference to something that's insensitive.
Okay, out of his cotton-picking mind, you're basically saying he's a cotton picker.
No, what, no.
His cotton-picking mind?
Just a, hey.
I know that
what about Elf? Cotton-picking ninny-muggin. Or
what?
I don't remember. I never watched Elf. Yeah. I don't like Will Ferrell.
Who? What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
Like, cotton picking is a substitute for he's out of his effing mind. Like, that particular.
Right, I get it.
You can't.
It's a lot. Yeah.
But you can't say that, it anymore. I get it.
You probably know it by this point.
You can't say that anymore.
You probably know by this point you probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah, this was 2018, and yeah, he got
and
in trouble.
I'm sure the guy
it.
Who said it was probably older. I don't know. That's my guess, is he is older. Because that's not a young, like, that's not a phrase that anyone.
No, you're not going to hear Mark.
Under a certain age.
You're not going to hear Mark.
Niche.
You're not going to hear Mark Jones say it.
It's a cotton headed ninny muggin.
Is that from Elf?
From Elf.
Oh, okay.
Cotton headed ninny muggin.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's insensitive.
It is.
You're not going to be able to play Elf anymore.
Well, it still gets played quite a bit. I just don't get where he grabbed plantation from, why he said it. And now he had to apologize and all the things you have to do after you say something stupid.
Well, he addressed it with his team. He recognized he said something that was out of line, or even if it's unintentional, he handled it the right way. If what he said by saying that's a bad, you know.
Yeah, and he's apologized profusely. And look, Terrence Rencher is an assistant on the team. He put out this: I'm an assistant at Creighton. My job is to help our players. Blah blah blah. Part of that growth is dealing with the horrible and uncomfortable truths about racism in our world and in basketball. Let me address what Coach McDermott said.
Who said this?
His assistant coach.
Yeah.
While my relationship with Coach has been positive, I've never witnessed any racist energy from him. What he said was wrong and insensitive. Plantation had a dark and hurtful history in my community and cannot be overlooked. Right now, my focus is on the players. It's more than a game. It's real life issues, blah, blah, blah. The players have decided that they want to continue to chase their goals on the court this season with Coach McDermott, and I support their wishes, and I will continue to pour my heart into coaching them and helping them deal with larger issues. You know what? You have to address it. He's part of the coaches for action, and you certainly have to address it. It's a giant elephant in the room. That has to be addressed, and it was well done by Terrence Rencher. He's behind his guy, his coach, gave him a shot, and apparently Coach McDermott has not had any other racially insensitive issues.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just, and again, this is like Bob McNair to me. This is exactly what Bob McNair did. the inmates running the prison.
Where did Terrence Renshaw play? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I remember him too.
where did he play his college, Dell?
Michigan State?
I'll look it up.
No, Texas. That's what I thought. He was on one of Tom Pender's teams.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah. Terrence Renshaw is on some of those Tom Pender's teams.
I knew I recognized the name. This is another just a misappropriated word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insensitive, and it's going to be, it's guess what? Anytime you think of Greg McDermott, now, what are you
going to think of? You should think of his son. Now you think of him. Now you're going to think of this.
Buckets.
Yeah, Dougie Buckets. Yeah. Now you're going to think of, why would you ever?
It'll go away at some point.
I know, but it's always on his resume now.
Yeah, but I don't think that's something that's going to be, I don't think it was ever addressed as a guy. I think he handled it the right way. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He's Creighton, too.
Yeah. 813 ESPN 97.
With all that mid-major coverage?
713-780-3776. We'll get you guys in here. Nico and Brandon on the other side. But right now, Lance got to talk about insurance.
And TGS Insurance, the company who made a big difference for me starting, I think it was 2, maybe 3 years ago. So I didn't really realize I've been with the same company for a long time. And my homeowner's insurance, you know, they always told me if I had my homeowner's and my car insurance that I would get these great discounts. But I did notice that it felt like I was, you know, I was just like, wow, I'm paying so much for my insurance. And all you have to do is go shop your insurance, and especially your homeowner's insurance. You're going to find out that you've been paying too much for a long time. It's going to make you a little bit sad to realize how much money you've been throwing away. The average savings is $900 with TGS Insurance. When you text the word money to 232323, you're going to find that TGS Insurance can get you a quote within 15 seconds. 15 seconds. All they need is your address, and they will get you a quote with an A-rated insurance company, and you can get switched over literally today. In any money you've prepaid, you know, for discounts, they can get you that money back prorated. Make sure that you text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, I've been up for some. All right, 816 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. So let's take a couple of calls and then we'll move on. There's a few stories out there we got to get to. Who was next? It's Brandon. What do you say, Brandon?
Hey, guys. I just want to, I don't know if you guys knew about this town in the valley called Robstown, and their high school mascot is actually the cotton picker.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what you guys thought about that and if they ever going to change that.
We had a whole segment on that, or a couple segments on that.
Yeah, because I don't know how it came up, but we got into it, and then then it became a thing about one town, not Robstown, but another town hating another town because of football and all those things. Yeah, right. we were informed of the cotton pickers,
and then it got over to Orange.
Yeah, it became a thing about all they have is football. You drive through that town, it's always about this and this and this. Yeah, it became a whole battle.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot exactly the two cities involved, but people called in.
Yeah, but then it moved over to West Orange. Or what school over there that has some kind of offensive mascot? That and the woman called in, I love my school. No.
I can't remember.
Wasn't it Indian Imagery or no?
I think so. Yeah, they were the Were they the Chiefs Indians. Or something?
No,
or
it was. It was. No, it was something way. I'll look it up right now, but I'll just do.
And they were. Oh, and there was a push to change the name or stop with some of the headdress wearing, and like, no, we've been allowed to do it. Yeah. And then, well, the people who are offended by it are telling you they'd like you not to do it anymore. But hey, we're not gonna change it. Something. I forgot the.
It's not West Orange. It's.
It's. I know what you're talking. I just can't remember the name and who the city involved.
You guys will remember better than we do. Yeah, oh, Chase remembers already. It's Port Neches Groves Indians.
Yeah.
That's all it was?
Yeah.
Maybe it was the logo itself.
No, they've got a chief with the...
He comes on the field and does a little thing and a rain dance or something and does a rain dance. And people were like...
What about that woman that called it, I love my school, and you guys got me...
Yeah, we're like, ma'am, it's not about us. It's about the people who are offended by it. And no, we've got the right... I was like, okay, sure.
Okay, 25 high school mascots that will make you say, wait, what? See what you guys think about this one. Number one, the Sugar Beaters from Montana.
What does that mean?
I got nothing wrong with
it. It's literally a beet in there, and it's got a mixing bowl. It's very weird, but whatever. Sugar Beaters. The Apple Knockers from Illinois.
Yeah.
The Awesome Blossoms.
Wait a minute.
Minnesota.
I like Knockers.
Richland, home of the Richland Bombers. Okay. The Corn Jerkers.
If it wasn't for bombers, if it wasn't for American bombers, then Germany would own the whole world.
What about Corn Jerkers?
The Corn
Jerkers. I don't know. What is that?
You want to do something with Corn Jerkers, Rachel Ray?
If it wasn't for Corn Jerkers,
you ever seen the Rachel Ray video where she's got, just Google Rachel Ray corn and watch the video. So she's got, I guess some way to get the silt out of corn is to take a, rubber band, and you just go up and down, back and forth with this rubber band, and it takes it out. And it won't take you long to find a video where it's kind of a corn jerking video.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you find it, Del?
No, I'm not looking for a corn jerking video.
The Galloping Ghosts. We've got the Polka Dots, the Polo Marcos, the Hobos. I still like the hobo.
There's nothing wrong with the hobo.
What about the Honkers from California, Yuba City? The Hot Dogs, the Imps.
Like Tyrion?
I guess.
He's called an imp in the books, not so much on the TV show.
Well, these are...
Rachel Ray's having fun with that corn now.
You see it?
She's having a good time.
They do it in slow motion,
like
too.
What you do with the mic, Del, when Del starts...
Look, they do it in slow motion. You see that?
And she's happy.
I'm trying to,
The Houston Press wrote a whole article, a piece on the Port Neches Groves Indians, and they also yelled "scalp them." That was another thing people didn't want to hear anymore. Yeah. Apparently, they're retiring that mascot.
What about this? If you lived in Watersmeet, Michigan, your team would be the Nimrods.
I love that. Now I would won't
the orphans. I forgot the Nimrod. Orphans. Illinois got Corn Jerkers, Apple Knockers, and the Orphans.
Yeah, and?
The Orphans?
Yeah.
That's a great name.
I know.
The Pretzels, the Purple Pounders.
Until they're purple?
These are less offensive and just silly.
Winged Beavers, the Wooden Shoes Illinois.
That's just terrible.
We got the wooden
your
shoes.
People, and the
got
Zizzers.
The wooden shoes too?
Yeah, your people are too much.
I was a Warhawk.
I was a Bruin and then a Pirate.
Then a Viking.
Very basic stuff.
And then I was old Siwash.
The old? Aren't they like the? What are they?
That was an Indian though.
Didn't they change? They had to change.
The Yuma Criminals. Yeah. I forgot. There's somebody called the. I think he's right. The best high school mascot is the Yuma Criminals.
That's awesome. Well, they must have a prison there.
Maybe.
Let's get Nico in here. Hey, Nico.
Hey.
It's Mito.
Mito. Mito, man. You know that intern. I'm going to throw shade at him.
Hey, Will. Will, clean it up. Go ahead.
Back to the interns and the comments, man. About a couple months ago, there was a room. We had a meeting, and it was, the makeup of the room was Hispanics and black people. And for some reason, the instructor of Caucasian descent decided to say, the monkeys can't run this circus, and during the meeting, they pulled him out, and needless to say, I haven't seen that guy since that meeting, man, so I don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, I didn't take offense to it, but, you know, some other people did, somebody called him out, and he was gone, man, so like Dale said, I don't know why they're in a rush to get fired.
Mm. Yeah, you can't mix metaphors or add or make up your own metaphors or, I don't know.
The monkeys can't run the circus.
I guess I get it.
I mean, yeah, but you can't.
You can. How about the lions
or the clowns?
Or the clowns.
Something. Something that doesn't. Yeah. Stop it.
Clowns are better.
Some people are just too dumb to be in a position of authority.
Yeah,
it appears.
Yeah, was it a sensitivity training?
I think it was just a meeting.
Just a meeting.
Yeah, and he said something stupid.
Yeah.
Is John broadcasting from the restroom this morning? Can barely hear him.
What the, is this mic bad?
No, I'm looking at the levels and it's fine.
Should be fine.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. One guy said that. Also, Art says, Rachel Ray Corn video, thank you for your service, Lance. won the Distract Eric Award with the Rachel Ray video. That's Eric in Fresno said that. I'm just telling y'all, if you Google Rachel Ray Corn, do you not see something? And that's kind of old school Rachel Ray, too. So,
what's that mean?
Well, it's different. It's better. It's better. Old school me videos, I'm sure, would be better. Old school Rachel Ray is better. What do you want me to tell you?
Jesse wants to get in here. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, guys. Just calling to let y'all know. I went to P&G, was in the same district as my school when I was in high school. And they have a certified letter of some sorts from a chief that told them that they could use the mascot and likeness and images. And that's their argument about it. But whenever all that stuff came out, the tribe or whatever, I'm not sure exactly the parameters, but he like retracted his statement and they wouldn't stop using the mascot, so they're not gonna change it.
Oh, so he
but also he
rescinded the offer to use the that it was okay to use the mascot? Okay.
Yeah, he did.
And they said, but, sorry, you already said it once. No take backs.
We used to play every year for homecoming.
I thought he was gonna go.
And our school one time made a big banner that said, make the Indians walk the Trail of Tears again for homecoming. Like, that's the kind of stuff that goes on. And
wow, that's a brutal conference you got going over there. Y'all are...
That was ridiculous.
That's funny.
All right, guys.
All right, man. 825 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. When we come back, you think golf isn't a violent sport?
I mean, there's some shots being thrown.
Do you think golf isn't a violent sport? It is, and we'll tell you why.
Golf?
Golf.
Okay.
Okay, if you don't think golf is a violent sport,
you got my attention now.
You are wrong, sir. And we will talk about that on the other side. In the meantime, what about a supercenter that sells generators?
Well, that would also be a generator supercenter, is what you would call that, and there happens to be one right here in Houston. There are generator supercenters all over the place, but the one that, all over the different areas of the country, but the one that I want to tell you about is right here in the city of Houston, and this is where you go get your generators. And if you had a generator before the big freeze came, if you guys had taken my advice and you got it, congratulations, because your power stayed on in the midst of the energy going out or the rolling blackouts. You kept your heat, and congratulations to you. The rest of the city of Houston was freezing. Was under blankets in their homes or going to friends' homes and trying to figure out how best to time when the electricity might come back on. Well, you don't have to worry about that if you have a Generac automatic standby generator. And Generator Supercenter, they are the nation's number one Generac generator dealer. That means you're going to get great prices, availability. Give yourself that peace of mind by calling right now for a free estimate. No more waiting on hold, calling the power company. Just get your power back on when that transformer goes out, for example. They've got financings available with low monthly payments. You get the free estimate, and you can get that peace of mind by having your own automatic standby generator from Generac. 281-377-9774. That's 281-377-9774 or generatorsupercenter.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Somehow John and I randomly got into a conversation about Cade Cunningham, and if we're talking about college basketball, that means it's that time again. ESPN 97.5's third annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. supported by Seaforce Water and Dr. Linville of Hair Solutions Houston, will be giving prizes to 97.5 winners. Yep, the 0.5 winner is the penultimate winner, second to last in the whole bracket. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include $50 gift cards to Rooster's Men Grooming, El Tiempo, Uber Eats, Casa do Brasil, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN975. So some golf on golf violence. This is rare that you see something like this. You don't see shots taken, shots fired. Ricky Fowler is playing, he's irrelevant. He's 65th. He's missed 10 cuts of his last.
Who's he with?
In the last 23's Puma.
No, the woman he's with.
Yeah.
Allison Stokey.
Allison Stokey.
He's not irrelevant.
Well, ever since ever since Jordan got married, ever since Ricky got married, I mean,
we've been trying to tell you, always fight this.
Yeah.
You always fight this when we bring this up.
Falling off the world. I mean, falling off the world.
Every time we bring this up, you try to fight this. That's not true.
No. They have to get divorced and get their second marriage. That's the thing. It's dumb to be in your first marriage. It's just dumb. Just get out of your first marriage, wherever whoever you are right now.
George Springer?
Your life will be so much better.
George Springer?
No, he's not an Astro anymore. How do you like living in Dunedin, Florida? You know what?
Carlos Correa?
You can't even go. You don't even have a major league.
Are you
city.
Advocating for Carlos Correa?
You don't even Correa. Have a major league
Do
city.
You want Carlos Correa to get divorced?
No, I want Carlos. What was his OPS last year?
He's off one. He's right now.
What was
he's
OPS?
Never been a hotter name right now. No. Never been hotter than right
what
now.
What was his OPS last year? Go look it up. See how
go look
that
in the
is.
Postseason.
I'm not talking about the I'm talking about regular season.
Do you want to sign him to a long-term deal?
Yes. Yes. I'm just saying. Okay. Then divorce Daniela and marry Daniela
no.
again.
Do you want to get our again. We're not going to ever get Texans credentials. Do you want to get our baseball credentials yanked too?
You got to get
divorce
out of that first
Daniela.
Marriage. It is a curse. It's a curse, okay? I don't care if you're married 50 years.
Look,
just tell her this morning.
Not everybody. Some people like their first marriages.
No.
Not me. Maybe other people do.
No one does.
Some people do. What about your friend Chad? He had a good one.
Oh, my gosh. That reaction. And Lance knew. That's why he set him up for it.
Of course I did.
So anyway.
That was one of the worst ones.
So anyway.
My friend Michael, my friend Clint, like they're doing great. On
They'll all one. Turn poorly. They'll all turn bad at some point.
No, those are going to go strong.
Sure.
Brian Wacker, who played in Illinois for the
Corn Jerkers?
Topeka City Whackers.
Okay.
Even Ricky Fowler is getting frustrated with Ricky Fowler, who is in danger of missing the Masters for the first time since 2010. Nick Faldo retweeted that and said, good news, if he misses the Masters, he can shoot another 6 commercials that week. That is golfer on Ooh, golfer violence.
I thought we were going to have real violence.
No, that's
You promised me violence.
That's violence.
Nick Fowler
is the number one analyst in golf.
Nick Faldo chose violence.
And Nick Faldo just took, okay. He came off the top rope and just...
He Baker Mayfielded him.
Yes.
He's like, hey, Baker, are you going to keep doing all your commercials? You're going to try to win a division?
Ricky's the king. Listen, Ricky has more commercials than anyone on the tour, other than Tiger, than anyone on the tour, and he's terrible. He's 65th right now in the world and dropping like an anchor. So this is kind of... I don't know. I think it's going to be uncomfortable when these two meet again, when these two see each other. I don't like it.
But golfers do have, like, we knew one of the all-time greats is...
Steve Elkington. Yeah.
Dick Harmon, Butch Harmon. We've heard Tiger. Golfers are quick-witted, and they are brutal.
Yeah.
They are brutal, and a lot of them dry. So I love that he took that shot. Maybe he's basically saying, hey, why don't you get focused on your golf and stop worrying about your former pole vaulter, hot wife with the abs and all that stuff. Why don't you stop worrying about commercials and doing things with that one girl.
He doesn't. He didn't bring up doing things.
In
you
his keep, mind,
you bring that
him,
up. No, it's in your mind.
Made him salty.
It's no. That's what makes you salty.
That's what made him salty. I can't tell what Nick.
Can you tell
thinking.
Me why this came about?
I like NFL to spit coach. In his mouth while he sleeps.
That's what I'm saying.
It
I've
makes
got
you
that
salty. The thought of men with attractive women makes you salty.
I've got that, and I've got a great wife, beautiful, and all that. But I still sometimes people just shouldn't have it too good. And that's what I'm saying with Ricky Faldo. That's what Nick Faldo's thinking right now. Is like.
Sounds you know, like a projection.
Commercials.
So wait a minute. You're an emotional communist is what you're saying. You don't want people to have it too good in their
no,
lives.
No, no. I'm just – that's just being a
you
hater.
You want everybody to be the same.
No.
No, just, he just doesn't think Ricky Fowler should okay. be a so, famous golfer and have Allison Stokey.
Ricky's a capitalist, okay? He's a rich, rich, rich guy in his life. Right. Feeling good about
no,
life.
No, I'm not an emotional communist. I'm just being a hater.
Oh.
That's all that was.
So you think he should have one or the other? He can't.
Well,
he shouldn't have
Nick
both.
Faldo is thinking.
No,
that.
You think that.
No, I think that about Sean McVay.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Sean McVay's got it going too good right now.
Yeah. Based on my experiences, I think Nick Faldo's like, in his heart, he's like, he sees Allison Stokey. He's been through all the pictures, like all of us, and then he doesn't mention that. But that's what kind of caused him to say, "Hey, why don't you quit worrying about all your commercials?" But that's a passive aggressive way of saying you've already got the hot wife. You know what? Why don't you focus on the golf?
Feel
start
like
worrying about commercials.
I feel like there's some projection going on okay. here.
You
a
feel
bit,
like Nick
possibly.
Wants to sit in the corner and watch them. Or
Nick,
something.
Allison Stokey was one of the original girls that we like. Hey, John, return the computer back into the 610. Vita Guerra and ooh. Allison Stokey.
And then you feel a little weird because the most of her pictures came out when she was still in high school.
No, Allison Stokey, she was in college.
No, the high school pictures were the one
the
that got
pole vault on her shoulder.
That was a high school picture. Yeah.
Was it?
Yes.
I thought it was
I
Cal.
Didn't like it at all.
No, the first time time she became prominent was in high school.
No, I didn't care about that. That's probably you, Dell.
No.
You're projecting.
Well,
now.
I'm a no, you're projecting.
Can't let the ushers run the theater, Dell. Okay? That's not me. That's D.H. Green said that. Why don't we start using we can't let the ushers run the theater? That's not a bad one. Also, people are Billy Mitchell is like how in the world did Granato not drop the old Indian giver comment on that last caller?
Well, he did. He showed some restraint.
Astonishing that you didn't do that. That was the easiest.
I didn't do it.
Teed up thing for you to ever do.
Nope, did not say that.
By the way,
would not say that, honey.
My man Lenny from St. Arnold says that Port Neches they call their stadium the Reservation. They're all in on this motif, just so you know.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we got time for this. Mickey Callaway, fired by the New York Mets.
Ooh.
Here's more. This is baseball.
Are you going to say his nickname?
This is father-son violence. This is unbelievable where this turned. Mickey Callaway used to work for the Indians, and Mickey Callaway was a womanizer. He admitted to many extramarital affairs while he was with the Indians. And then with the Mets.
Oh, you mean the Native Americans?
No, the Indians.
Oh, okay.
They're called the Indians. So apparently this guy sent to this husband of a woman, sent to the Indians organization when he was with them back in 2017. Apparently Mickey Callaway was sending pornographic material to this guy's wife. Well, he said he,
what, excuse me?
Yeah, I guess he was sending D-pics. So anyway, so he goes, Mickey Callaway was the pitching coach with the Cleveland Indians under Terry Francona. And it was like a really poorly kept secret in the organization what a womanizer Mickey Callaway was. Well, he was hired by the New York Mets. And the New York Mets guy who hired him was Nick Francona, Terry Francona's son.
Uh-huh.
He says this after he had to fight. The Athletic did an expose, has done. Mickey Callaway is clearly in the crosshairs of The Athletic because they got him fired from the Mets, and now they've done another story about how he was running rampant in the Indians organization. This is what Nick Francona, Terry Francona's son, said. I was disappointed to read the reporting in The Athletic this morning. Unfortunately, I cannot say that I'm surprised. When the news about Mickey Callaway's behavior first came out earlier this year, I confronted my father. Chris Antonetti, and others with the Cleveland Indians. I wanted to know why they didn't say anything to me when the Mets hired Mickey Callaway, and they gave him a strong endorsement. My father lied to me and said he didn't know. Additionally, I think he and his colleagues failed to understand this is unacceptable behavior. I confronted my father again this morning, and it is clear that he simply doesn't get it. I am hesitant to get into the personal details of my family situation, but my father and I do not have a particularly close relationship, largely as a result of disagreements about his conduct, some of which has been reported over the years and some of which has not.
Damn.
Wow. Ooh,
my God, he just threw his dad all the way under the bus.
Wow.
Like, let me just say this. All that may be true. I'm just from the school that you wouldn't put that out on your own family. Dad. You never do that.
Well,
to your
apparently.
Own. No, obviously they
Nick
don't have a great
Terry
relationship, or he would
very
never do
good
that.
Relationship.
No, obviously you wouldn't, but you don't do that to family.
No.
And all that may be true, but I'm just saying, you don't put your own dad out there like that. That's low rent. I wouldn't. Even if you disagree and all that, you can keep – in this era where we got to put everything out there, now clearly he's distancing himself from this. He wants to make
there
sure.
There might be some pain in that family because he said the actions that – we know about and the actions that are not public.
There's family stuff.
Oh, no.
Clearly,
no.
That has hurt him.
And Nick may be squarely behind his mom. But Terry Francona had this to say. I love all my children unconditionally. As you can imagine, that's a very difficult thing to see. So to deal with it publicly is hurtful.
Right.
He's talking about Nick's statement. Wow. This is. Wow, I didn't know anything about Terry Francona. I guess there's some stuff out there about him publicly. Had you guys heard anything about Terry Francona?
No, but there's obviously some family stuff.
There is. Well, yeah, obviously. Nick Francona ain't afraid now to go after it. Apparently, he previously worked for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was fired by the Dodgers in 2016 after a spat with Gabe Kapler. Francona believed he was pushed out of the organization after seeking an assessment at a mental health clinic geared to assist military veterans.
Wow.
So, wow. That is...
Well, that family stuff is...
Yeah, that family stuff you don't want out. Man, Indians and Mets are going at it. That is just...
Well, are the Indians and Mets going at it? Or are the Francona... Or is one Francona going at it?
Well, was it wrong for Francona and Chris Antonetti to not tell the Mets about this?
Chris Antonetti.
Hey, listen, he's got a son. Yeah. What do you want?
Did you hear what his nickname is?
Who? Callaway?
Yeah.
Who? What?
D-Pick Mick. Swear to God, that was trending yesterday. I didn't know that it was trending yesterday.
Well,
in the organization, his nickname, like, how could you not know?
No, he knew.
If in the own organization, his nickname was D-Pick Mick, how would you not? No one, their whole point was no one batted an eye and said, hey,
you guys know.
Is there a reason when our guy's name is D-Pick Mick? Is that something we need to look into?
He's a great guy. You guys are going to love him. You know, he's a fun guy. His nickname is D-Pick Mick.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves him around here. I mean, he likes to love everybody around here.
He's a good dude. You're going to get some pictures.
Look, that's just a guy being a guy.
Yeah. You're going to get some videos every once in a while with it's not even him.
No.
Like, he's just going to send you some videos off the hub.
Some links.
The truth is probably Terry Francona played in the 80s.
Yeah.
Terry Francona.
He also hit 390 one time at the All-Star break.
You know what they did back in the 80s? They were
doing
flashing.
Stuff.
Well, they didn't have camera pick. They would just like.
No, but they would, you know what? Oh.
Oh, the popcorn tricked each other.
No. You know,
but
if
you
a
want
woman
some popcorn?
Tried to get into the locker room, hey, look at. Hey, this is what you came
here for. You know, just locker
just
room
stuff.
Guy stuff.
Guy stuff.
Just,
fun
you know,
stuff.
Things that on the streets would get you arrested for public lewdness.
Yeah.
It's all kind of stuff.
Well,
things that are against the law, except in a locker room.
It's a locker room. That's where you change your clothes.
Hey.
What'd you do it?
Well, remember, wait a minute. It's not that long ago. Bernard Pollard used to do every one of his interviews after he took a shower.
That was so bad.
Naked.
Yeah. He would put his leg up. I'm like, what are you doing?
No, that's what he did.
I know. Put a towel on, Bernard.
Was it you? or Matt Thomas that once told me that there is an athlete who literally would like hike the leg up and start drying up. Like, oh man,
wasn't it you
said there was an athlete?
No,
one of the Texans would do that, or Rockets that would. What was that? I thought it was either you or Matt Thomas that said.
Must have been Matt. Wasn't me.
Either way, Bernard Pollard was the king of like, this is my domain. You're going to ask me questions? Yeah. I'll do it naked.
You
I don't care.
It? Yeah. Guess what? Guess what you get?
Did he ever do a helicopter move just to really go aggressive?
No, no. He just stood there naked. He was naked except for the slides.
Bernard, could you please stop doing helicopter while the female
It was Bernard nude until you got to the shower shoes.
That's it. Mm. 845 ESPN 97.5. Jason, we want to hear this on the other side. Right now, I want to talk right now about my hair. And I heard Fred talking about it yesterday on his show, and he dead on. It is so easy. It is so wonderful. You can look like Fred after it's done. You can look like yourself after it's done, but you can look like yourself with hair. Okay? So here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to replace that hair, and it's your hair replacing your hair, it's taken from the back. It's a simple process. It's not that they're not cutting you. It's grafting. And it is so I'm telling you, it is so easy. It is so wonderful. The process took me about 4 or 5 hours, 4 hours or so. And then I've got hair. It's 7, 8 months later, I've got hair. I mean, it's not like you don't have hair. It just grows in, and it eventually grows in. And it's hair that doesn't go away, too, by the way, because it's come from the side of your head. Your side of your head hair never falls out. So if you're looking for the best procedure, it's Doc Linville. He's wonderful. He's the best, and his staff is wonderful, too. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Is this mic better, people? Is this any? I hope it's better. Yeah, the level sound. We haven't heard it though. But let's get AD on this thing, and we'll try to figure out that other mic. Apologize for the first hour and 45 minutes where you couldn't hear too well. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Jason has been waiting. He wants to get in here. Apparently, Jeremy Lin said something.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it.
You didn't hear about it?
No.
Yeah, so I'll set this up for you, Jason. Jeremy Lin said that he is...
That somebody called... Yeah.
China virus?
The coronavirus. They called him coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple days ago.
So he's being racial slurs in the G League, stuff like that. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I guess my question is, I'm kind of disappointed in not really seeing too much current NBA players or former NBA players kind of showing any type of support for Jeremy Lin when the report was reported out that he was being called coronavirus on the court. And last I heard was basically just, you know, the NBA G League was investigating, but there wasn't any type of players or anyone really showing any support. I kind of want to get your thoughts on that.
I am too, and I'll tell you why. I think when everyone... If you want to eliminate all that stuff, which everyone claims to want to, then come to the defense of a guy who's not in your racial group or whatever the case may be, or your league, and say, hey, this isn't right. I mean, for guys to be saying stuff about, because we're seeing articles now about, you know, issues with Asian people have been dealing with a lot more lately. I mean, that's been a big, I don't know if you guys have kept up with that, but that's been a big story that's come out. If Jeremy Lin, who is a former NBA player, has people doing it, and Jeremy said, I don't want to shame or name anybody, so he won't say stuff. Well, I can promise you if the shoe was on the other foot, people would want names out there. And Jeremy's not doing it, I think probably because he doesn't want the heat for doing that. It should be taken seriously. And, you know, LeBron or somebody else in the league who's a big-name guy says, hey, we can't have this at all. We're trying to get away from this. We don't want to, you know, have racial commentary and stereotypes and blah, blah, blah. I'm a little disappointed, too. I'm not surprised by it because it doesn't usually happen. But I am disappointed that that we haven't seen more people come to the defense of Jeremy Lin. I know it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. He's not in the NBA. He's in the G League. But it would have still been – it's not like the story has been completely silent. It would have been nice for maybe the question to be asked of a player and allow them to answer and talk about it.
Yeah, I don't. Jeremy Lin's not outing anybody. If okay, let's say it was an African American that called him coronavirus. Did LeBron?
Well, there's a good chance it was.
Yeah.
I mean, in the G League, based on racial dynamics of the G League.
But the odds are. Anyway,
yeah. I don't think it was another Asian player.
No. If it was, is that why LeBron or anybody else is being signed?
I don't think they're even. It's really on the radar, to be honest.
Yeah, we remember. Luka and Montrezl Harrell had their back and forth, and apparently Luka was called white boy by Montrezl Harrell. It wasn't a big deal because we all have kind of agreed that white boy isn't a big deal, but he had to apologize and it became a topic for a day.
It's going to be a bigger deal from now on.
Yeah, and if we all play the game of, well, if Luka had said something similar, we know that it's a different dynamic. I don't know why when Asian slurs are a thing, it's not a big deal. I mean, Olivia Munn, who we know, the actress, is on a campaign because she's seen the rise of discrimination and abuse for Asian Americans since the COVID was a thing. But I can't really explain, other than it doesn't really affect me so much. That person doesn't look like me, so right. I'm not as concerned.
You're saying is exactly what we're supposed to be getting away. Like, people advocate, hey, you need to be empathetic for people who aren't like you, don't look like you. Well, the same thing is true, literally, it should be true for everyone, no matter what your racial makeup is. Jeremy Lin goes through this. If you cared enough for your own, or somebody who is from your ethnic group, you should stay, but you think that this is the way that we should operate, you should say the same thing for Jeremy Lin. Now, once again, I think it's primarily because Jeremy is not in the NBA and he's not really on the radar of these guys, and it's not something that really affects them. But even you can still fake it and say, yeah, this just can't happen. People need to be more sensitive. LeBron or somebody like that could come out and say that. Now, we talked
about this whole thing after Daryl put his tweet out. You know,
yeah.
You would think that the NBA would be squarely behind Hong Kong, and yet, nope. That's my money. Not that Jeremy Lin has any money. There's any money at stake for any of these guys. But again, it's not my racial makeup. Doesn't affect me. So I'm not squarely behind this thing.
It's not. And that's unfortunate.
But it's
hypocritical.
But okay, so where are all the guys coming to Jeremy Lin's defense?
Well, that's what Jason's talking about.
Yep.
And once again, would it be different if he were in the NBA? Yeah, I think he would. I think the issue would come up in locker rooms with questions. I don't know that anyone's asking a question about – that's the thing. Has anyone said, I don't want to talk about Jeremy Lin? Like, I don't think it's being asked because he's a G League guy. Out of sight, out of mind. He's not in the league anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why.
Maybe.
But it is an opportunity to get someone on the record to say something like that about a different race that you have their back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be good.
The one prominent NBA member who has said anything is the coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr. Jeremy Lin is currently playing for the Warriors G League affiliate. And he said, I just saw the Facebook post just now. Really powerful. I applaud Jeremy for his words and echo sentiments regarding racism against the Asian American community. So far, Steve Kerr is the only person I've seen have a comment on it.
Maybe he's the only one that was asked about it because it is his
organization. Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Is it going to be okay for a general manager to now say, I'm going to ship your white ass back to Rhode Island?
I don't think invoking race in those situations is ever going to be okay. Who's going back to Rhode Island?
Well, somebody's white ass.
That's where all white people are.
I want to ship your white ass back to Iowa. Is that okay?
Probably not.
It's not going to be okay to say that anymore.
It wasn't
okay. Nobody be bothered by, I'm going to ship your white ass back.
Well, that's why I told you the Montrezl Harrell thing. He shouldn't have said it, but no, it wasn't an up in arms. Oh,
well,
get him out of the league.
It would have been, again,
we know the difference.
If it was the other way around.
But that's why it's got to be a big thing now to make it more equitable. It should not be said then. You can't just say, it's fine, because at some point it's not fine anymore. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, once society gets to a certain point, you shouldn't have separate rules where, okay, you can make fun of a race, you can do this, but this isn't. Just like the joke about the Italians, you can do an Italian or a or an Irish accent or whatever, but you can do no other accents, just that. This is why we can't have nice things. David says, D-pick Mick, you know, and he put hashtag male golfer. See, this is why we can't do things like this. D-pick Mick is not a male golfer. That was a nickname. That's also why we can't have nice things.
That's true.
Who is it? Longhorn who? Was it Longhorn Scott? Is it Longhorn Keith? We got a few Longhorns here.
Here is a, by the way, this is a listener who is African-American. And he says, the way LeBron won't put on for non-black people is symbolic of how I've always felt like some of what he does comes off as a little insincere. I think that was never more true than
Hong Kong.
Yeah. That was a really bad look for him because it it directly.
Well, it was all about.
It is about freedom. It is about an oppressed
kind of movie coming out in China. They buy a lot of movies.
And John, to your point about, well, maybe people weren't directly asked about it. Look, if it was something that meant something to them, they wouldn't have been asked about it. There'd have been a Twitter post, an Instagram post.
Yeah, right.
So it's about, well, that happened to that dude who's not, who doesn't look like me. He's not about me. It doesn't affect me so much. So I'm going to, there's nothing for me to say. Well, there's, you could say something. It just doesn't mean that much to you. So that's why you're not saying.
Yeah. All right. We're going to, we'll get these guys in on the other side now. I don't know which Longhorn. We'll find out which Longhorn it is. We will do that on the other side. We got Benny as well. But right now, top of the hour, and I want to talk about Chastain Ford. I love the, I'm telling you, I love doing business with them. I don't even feel like it's business. I feel like I'm part of the family. They will make you feel that way. Patrick and Joe and everybody over there cannot be better at what they do. And what they do is they get you in that Ford car or truck, and it's Ford Truck Month right now. You're going to get your most significant savings, the best financing, and the most robust warranties. They're not going to list all of it. What they're telling you, you got your best deals going on right now if you were looking for that Ford truck. Whether you're in the market for the F-Series or work-ready Super Duty, Chastain Ford has the truck you need at the price you want with no hidden fees. No hidden fees. The unknown add-ons that you eventually are going to have 3,000 miles. No. They're not doing that. And right now, all you workers out there, if you need the service body, the crane body, the flatbed, the stake, the pickup, the cargo van, whatever it is that you need, they've got them at unbelievable prices, and they customize it for whatever you are, a plumber, a carpenter, whatever it is that you need. It's at Chastain Ford, and you can buy it all online. They'll deliver it to you, or you can stop at the dealership. You will love Chastain Ford, period, exclamation point. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.